Shir number 44, Shmir Salosh and Shar Zachir Perik Vav. The Chavetz Chaim has been discussing the gradual punishments that come upon a person if he speaks Lashon Hara, where the tzaras affects his body, his house, his clothing, then his body. If he didn't get the message, if he did tshuva, it would stop earlier. There was a tremendous benefit, explains the Chavetz Chaim, that we HaKadosh Baruch Hu exacted this punishment. Because when a person received tzaras with this great punishment and this tremendous humiliation, his bizyoinus, should sorich leishiv bodod michutz lamachne tamid. Like you tell the little child, you were misbehaving with your sister. You were misbehaving with your brother. You're in time out. Well, what should I do in time out? You do nothing in time out. You sit over there by yourself. Kosh Baruch Hu says, you are misbehaving with your brother. You are misbehaving with your sister. And now you're going to be in time out, all by yourself. Ve'enoy reshoy lovoy ave machane Yisrael. And the person is not even permitted to enter into the camp, into machane Yisrael. And he constantly tells people about his lot, his misfortune, his difficult situation, that he's stuck by himself, that people should daven for him. As it says, V'tomei tomei yikro. The Kohen proclaims, the person is tomei. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated all of this in such a way? Because why did a person speak Lashon Hara? Because he is a Bal Gaiva. Because he spoke with arrogance. Let me tell you, this humbles the person. The bizyoinus, the embarrassment, the seclusion, it humbles the person. Hayenichna me'oid me'avoinai. Me'kabal olav al habol izor oid me'ovein hamarazeh. And he thinks to himself, well, what brought this horrific situation upon me? Because I had to speak about Yankel. If I would have kept my mouth closed, I would never be in the situation I'm in right now. And the person realizes this, and the person accepts upon himself not to speak about Yankel in the future, not to attack other people. And he goes to appease the person after he gets out, the one he spoke against. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem with a tremendous kindness and mercy, v'chazdoi shaleich lo refuah l'tzarosoi, he sends him a refuah, a cure. He heals this person's affliction. Same way a person has a physical affliction, he has eczema, he has a skin issue, so he goes to the dermatologist. Here the person did tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw his tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him the refuah. Last is like a chola seda kosis shom a parish, and the kohen performs the tahara process, the purification process that the psukim talk about. Kinyan hazah binyan hazah. His sprinkle on him, v'hagiluach, and the shaving process, v'achakach, or maybe a love as karbonosov, and then the karbonos, v'nei bevoyo y'achakach al beisoy. You know what this reminds me of? And I'm sure you'll agree to this concept. You remember there was a thing called COVID? When you had to stay in your house if you had COVID. Remember that? Remember years ago? And after the person got out and came back to shul, and you see him shopping in the store, and they talk about those 2 weeks that he was secluded And he tells you if you had the fever, or if you had the chills, or if you had any other pain, and some people had it worse than others. That's what it sounds like over here. And then Baruch Hashem, he says, oh, I'm glad that's behind me. I'm glad that's over with. He comes back home. B'roi says, Chesed ha'godol she'osu lo Hashem yizbarach she'rif lo yisay mitzar osay. And he's so appreciative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu healing him. He thanks Hashem profusely for healing him from this tsaras COVID. V'vaday also called ma shekibol lo b'yoyis mechutz ha'machne. And he is definitely going to follow the directions that he made up for himself, the resolutions to improve when he was on isolation and when he was set aside from all of Klal Yisrael. And he's going to appease all those people who he spoke Lashon Hara about. And this process, the purpose of this process, is specifically to purify the person completely. Go to the root of the problem, so that he will not find himself again in the same situation. Because in the past, his punishment and the bizyonis, the embarrassment, brought him the kapara that he needed. And for the future, he set up proper measures to make sure that he's not going to fall like he did in the past.